For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've got the Skyway Part 1 edit right here. Seth has an aversion to the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. He has a problem. He will not drive over it. He'll only allow people to drive him over it. And even then, only if he's being paid.
I think it's gotten bigger since the last time I went over it.
The Skyway?
Yeah.
So you went to the Verizon store on Tamiami Trail on Saturday.
Yes.
And you had to traverse the Skyway to do so.
I did. I rode with Promo John and Hoppy.
Brilliant. And Hoppy interviewed you?
Oh, man. Did he ever. It's pretty much like Hoppy Hour for 5 minutes on the way there and then 7 minutes on the way back.
And then while you're standing at your gig, he's interviewing you also.
No, he wasn't too bad at the gig.
All right.
Just anybody who came up to the gig, Hoppy would kind of, you know, explain who he was and what he does.
It's what Hoppy does.
Yeah.
Part of Hoppy's charm, if you will. I've done a 180 on him, by the way. I like the kid a lot.
Oh,
now.
Do you like him? Okay.
I do. I really do. I feel bad for ever trying to poo-poo his dreams. He's a unique cat.
Very unique.
And I've never met anybody like Ryan Hoppy in 20-something years of being on the radio.
But he's our Hoppy, and that's why we have to look out after him.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's kind of like our mascot, if you will. And here is the Skyway Part 1.
Ryan Hoppy reporting for Drew Garabo Live, because this is technically not Hoppy Hour. And we are approaching the Skyway, the infamous Skyway that Seth Kushner, the executive producer of Drew Garabo Live on 103.5 The Bone, is afraid of. Hello, Seth.
What do you want, Hoppy?
How scared are you right now? Because we're kind of approaching it. You can see it from afar. You can see how tall it is and how high up we're going to be from the water. And if the bridge were to fall, we would all go to our crushing death. How nervous are you?
I'm only a little nervous because when I was talking to you about this the other day, you said you don't care if the bridge collapses and you're ready to die. And I am not. I have a lot to live for.
Well, I am ready to die because I'm not even suicidal. It's just if I were to die now, they would say Hoppy had a lot of potential, but... You know what I mean? It'd be a good way to go out. I'm not even suicidal, but me and you were having a deep talk about that.
We were, but just imagine if you didn't die and maybe you lived another year. What would they be saying about you?
Who knows? I try to live each day as it is. So we are approaching. We are 1 mile. We are 1 mile away. What I want to ask you, Seth, is where does this fear come from? Like, to me, if it comes crashing to a halt,
oh my God, please.
Why does it happen? Why are you scared?
Why am I scared of a bridge collapsing and me dying?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't...
Well, where does it come from? Why are you afraid of bridges? Why don't you believe in the architects and the construction workers who built it?
Okay. That's a good question. I don't... Are you happy with Hoppy's line of questioning so far?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, he's trying to like, create a culture of fear in the vehicle.
Are you into it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I wasn't.
Oh, it's great.
I don't believe or trust anybody, but as a kid, my dad was very afraid of bridges, and when...
Well, you got to be your own person.
Yes, but I'm my father's son, and so I have, you know, his genes and his fears and his anxiety, and when we used to drive over bridges, he would get out of the car and he would make my mom drive over the bridge, and I used to make fun of him. And now, Hoppy, look at me. I'm in the back seat with you and Promo John trying to get over to the Skyway.
At least I'm not driving.
That is the truth, thank God. I love you, Hoppy, but I would not trust you driving over the Skyway.
I actually have improved as a driver.
He's not improved into talking into Mike at all. What is he spitting into the microphone?
Hoppy loves some Hoppy.
What's he doing?
A little bit sad when I felt called out on air, but whatever.
Well, I don't know your driving history, but I just know that John has gotten me over the bridge. Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm not.
So right now it's kind of like when you go to Busch Gardens and you're on a ride and you're beginning to go up. We're kind of at that part where you put on a seatbelt and you're going forward. And just 100 yards away is where you begin to climb up the roller coaster.
John, are the doors locked? Can you lock the doors?
No.
Oh, my God.
Seth is crouching like he just saw someone get shot.
I'm going to turn the hazards on. We're going to go real slow.
No, don't go slow, man. Please don't go slow.
Open the window.
Please, this is awful.
This is, in case you're just joining us, this is Seth going over the Skyway this past Saturday.
By the way, I mean, I don't want to give it away, but what promo John did on the way there and on the way back almost severed our friendship.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a savage move.
And you actually owe him money because of it.
I owe him money?
Yeah, you owe him $100 because of what he did.
What did he do?
You'll find out.
Nervous right now.
No, please. Oh, come on, dude. Come on. Don't lock that.
He's freaking out like a 16-year-old boy that found out his girlfriend got pregnant after one night.
Please put that window open. Please put the window up. Come on, John. Please put the window up, please.
Hoppy, we are going up.
I know we're
going up. We are going up.
I can feel it, Hoppy. Don't open the other window.
Oh, this is where the tanker hit. Look at all the burn marks.
Shut up. Seriously.
That's where it happened, Seth.
Shut up, please.
He is crouching down, freaking out for his life right now.
I can't do this, man. Do you have any Hoppy Hour questions for me? I need you to put me at ease.
So where do you want to see yourself in 5 years if this doesn't crash?
Stop spitting into the microphone, Ryan Hoppy.
I can't even think right now, Hoppy.
He is literally squinting like he's about to die.
His head
is sweating.
I just want to live, Hoppy. I just want to live. That's where I want to be in 5 years. I want to be alive, man.
Promo John is going up very.
Can you please put the window up? Can you please put the window? Are we over it yet?
No, I think I'm going to pull over.
Shut up, please.
We're about to pull over because we need to check our cell phones real quick.
We're at the peak.
Okay.
I'm pulling over.
No, shut up, dude.
John is pulling over.
They're going to think we're jumping. Can you please?
Now, is he really pulling over?
He pulled over.
On the top of the Skyway?
Yeah, there's pictures on Twitter that Hoppy was Snapchatting.
What a boss.
I really couldn't believe he did that because John knows how afraid I am of the Skyway. So to actually go through with that, mostly so you could give him $100. I guess you said on Friday you'd give him $100 if he pulled over on the top. I never thought he would do that.
Neither did I. That's why I said I'd give him $100.
I mean, I wouldn't be okay with pulling over on the side of any road because
right.
People are just whizzing right by you.
Yeah. I'm not comfortable with this so far.
Put my window up.
I'm on the top.
Can you please?
We're stopping at the top, Seth.
Can you please put the window up?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you please put the window up?
Look at all that water, Seth.
Hold on. I'm stopping.
Can you please put the window up?
By the way, Ryan Hoppy just tweeted it was windy in the front because the window was up in the front. Seth's window wasn't up in the back.
He rolled my window down, and then he locked it because when I was sitting in the back of the Bone Hummer, you couldn't really see through the window. There's all these, you know, the Bone logos on it.
Right.
So he rolled it down to make sure that I could see everything.
That's very considerate of him.
Oh,
God.
Seth is crying like a baby who just watched a horror movie.
Please not stop. Why are we slowing down? Dude, don't do that. Dude, please don't. John, no.
Just look out the window.
No. John, please don't,
look
dude.
At all that water.
John, please don't. Why are we not moving?
So right now, is he stopped at the top of the Skyway?
You can hear that there's nothing going on because he came to a full stop.
Full stop
full
at the top
stop.
Of the Skyway.
Yeah, that should be illegal. Come on, dude.
I think it is, actually.
John, please, man, please. Come on, man. Please.
Okay, hold on.
Can you please? I can't believe you pulled over. You really pulled over, dude. I can't believe that.
Just look out the window.
No!
Dude, I'm gonna lie. This is scary.
Can you get down, please?
Like, if you were to jump, there'd be no way to live. You have nowhere to go. You're dead.
Very helpful, Ryan.
Think about that.
Are we... Yeah, no, I know, Hoppy. I know. Are we down yet?
We're beginning to go down.
How far down?
Nothing like being in a car with... John Senning, Ryan Hoppy, while it's raining. How scared are you?
All right, I'm up now. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Wow, you are sweating like you just ran a marathon, bro. You are dripping.
What did you think was going to happen? Do you think this was some fake fear? I hate this.
I wasn't sure if it was a bit or not.
A bit.
What if you were to find out that there'd be $1 million on the other side of the bridge? Would you speed across it?
Thanks, guys. I love you. I love you guys.
This is Ryan Hoppy.
John Senning.
Seth Kushner.
For Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone, weekdays, 2 to 6 p.m. What's up?
Thank you, Ryan. Wow, dude. I can't believe he pulled over at the very top.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I can condone such a thing by giving him any money for it.
You asked him to do it so many times.
That was like one of those joking around things.
No.
Do you have audio of him promising to give Promo John money?
Yeah, I do. 23 seconds of it.
Because John wants his money.
Drew said he would pay John to pull over. Well, clearly this is some manufactured audio that you guys doctored in some production room, but I'll play it just for Skiggles.
I was actually thinking we could do the interview from the top of the Skyway.
Yes. Pull over.
No, yeah. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
No, we're not pulling. We're not pulling over.
$100. I mean, I'll be driving, so we'll be doing whatever I feel is best.
$100. You can't pull over because then people think you're jumping, and you can't startle people.
They have that phone up there, though.
Cash money. $100 if you just pull over to the side of the road and go, all right, Seth, we're going to do the interview right here.
And really? And the gig will...
I mean, clearly that was doctored.
No.
You took my offer of $100 for something else.
Nope. Pulled 23 seconds out of segment one from Friday.
Spoiler alert, Promo John also stopped at the top of the Skyway on the way back and stayed there even longer than he did the first time.
$200.
I'll give him $100.
He'll take your $100.
I'll give him $100.
You should pay him for that.
I will. That's service above and beyond the call of duty.
It's terrifying when you're not moving up there and there's just nothing's happening and you know how high you are.
Oh,
I'm freaking out just thinking about it again.
Yeah, I don't fear the bridge, but I'm not crazy about the bridge. I wouldn't want anybody pulling over when I'm on the top of the bridge. I would want to get across that bridge and then be done with the bridge. So when you made it to Sarasota, you met some nice people?
Oh, yeah. A few people came out.
Okay.
I saw Hoppy flirt with a lady, and she told me that she was 44. And Hoppy says, oh, you look like you're 29. And then when she walks away, Hoppy goes, yeah, that's what I say to all the older women. I say, you look 29, and they all love it.
It's quite the romancer, that Ryan Hoppy.
He's a fascinating guy.
Soul Brother Kevin is here. What's happening, dude?
What's going on? You never pull over on the bridge.
Nope. No never. Bridge. I wouldn't pull over on the Howard Franklin or the Gandy.
Oh, no. That's my worst nightmare, getting stuck on a flat bridge, let alone the Skyway.
Because they're in the Hummer, so it's there's not that much shoulder for the Hummer to pull off on.
No, man. Semi comes by and clips you.
Could you walk across the bridge, Seth, for money?
Hoppy actually asked if I would, I think he said, would I go over the bridge for $1 million? I think I'd rather walk than drive. I don't know why. Maybe that's stupid, and maybe I'm not thinking it all the way through, but I couldn't drive myself over the bridge.
Could you drive yourself over the bridge to rescue your dogs?
Yeah, I would have to
have... Man, no hesitation.
I'd have to have a reason. I got to get over the bridge.
Not just for crazy radio bitch.
Yeah, not just for money or for anything. No, I got to save my dogs.
All right.
I'm sweating thinking about it again.
Would you do it for $1,000?
No.
I always thought this was a joke. I didn't think you were serious about it.
He's serious.
Yeah, it's serious.
So you wouldn't do it for $1,000, but you do it to save your dogs.
Yeah, my dogs are worth way more than $1,000.
All right. Well, that's good.
$5,000.
Would I drive over the bridge myself for $5,000? Just one way?
Back and forth.
Well, you got to get back. Yeah. How are you going to get back?
Are you going to live in Sarasota?
Well, I mean, I could take 75. I could go around. I don't need the Skyway. Are we talking one way or what's the deal?
No, drive over, stop, slam a shot of tequila, and drive back.
Oh.
You got $5,000?
No.
Okay. Forget it. Yeah, I think I would do it for $5,000.
And to save your dogs.
Yeah.
Seth went over the Skyway over the weekend. To most people, that's not news. But to us, it is because Seth has an aversion to the Skyway, and Ryan Hoppy, Promo John, and Seth on their way to a gig in beautiful Sarasota, Florida, as Seth was at a Verizon store, took Seth across the Skyway, and we have the audio.
We played the first part earlier, and Promo John stopped at the top of the Skyway while Hoppy interviewed me, and spoiler alert, he does the same thing on the way back.
I got 100 for him easily.
Yeah. All right, part two of us going across the...
Man, I tell you, Ryan Hoppy has never met an overmodulation that he doesn't like.
He did send me a text that it was the wind and he wasn't overmodulating.
It's his style.
Yeah, it's not the wind. It is definitely his style of shouting into microphones.
Yeah. All right, part two of us going across the Skyway Bridge. And Seth Kushner is in a much more chill mood. Me, him, and John Sending have had a bro conversation about life. So the vibe is a lot better than it was originally. Seth, how are you feeling as we are approaching? It's probably about, what would you say, 700 feet away, John Sending?
At least, yes. We're about to begin the ascent into the sky.
And I feel like right now Seth is kind of overreacting because he's not that scared, you know?
What do you mean I'm overreacting because I'm not that scared? That means I'm not reacting at all.
John, it's kind of hot in here. Can you turn on the air for me and turn on the window?
No.
You should turn down the window. It's really hot in here.
All the windows.
Turn it down.
Oh, come on, dude. Come on, man. Not again. Not again, man. Come on. Please.
So what are they doing, rolling down the windows?
Yeah, I did not. I didn't want them to. I wanted to feel safe in the car.
Yeah.
And, he rolled them all down.
Get that thing out of my face, Hoppy. We're done. Didn't we get... Oh, my God.
I got my finger on the button so he can't roll this one down back here. John, just focus on the road, dude, please. Please. You're all I got, man. I need you in this time of need.
We're about to go up. It's beginning to get much more steeper. It's getting more intense. Seth, why are you so scared? I know you're...
I told you last
I know it's because...
I
know it's...
I told you!
I know it's because your dad put that into your mindset, but you're a 34-year-old grown man. You're married. You shouldn't be afraid, bro.
No, I shouldn't be afraid because I'm married, Hoppy. Well, guess what? I'm afraid of everything because I'm married.
What has marriage done? Has it helped your life or ruined it?
That's a really tough question to answer right now. It's helped my life, but the older I get, the more afraid I am, Hoppy. I'm bearing my soul to you.
What's the best part about Phoebe?
Is he really doing a happy hour interview?
No, that's what we all wanted. Yeah, and it was happening.
As
that's
what he wanted. He'll get it, too.
I asked Hoppy before we were going up the first time. I said, hey, man, do you have any questions? He goes, you know how I do it. And this is how he does it. No, don't pull over, dude, please. I got to go home. What's the best part about Phoebe? Like, her body part or just her...
Anything. The best part about your lovely wife, Phoebe.
I love everything about her. Mostly that she tolerates how crazy I am. Are we... We're at the top.
We're at the top looking at all the water. Seth, if you were to jump off, you would die, man.
Yeah, I know, Hoppy. That was the same thing you told me last time, that we would die if we fall off.
I'm going to go ahead and pull off.
No, don't, John. I got to go home, dude. Please. John, please, dude. I got.
Hold on. I'm pulling over. Oh, God. Seth, just look out the window, man.
So right now he's stopped at the scalp of the scalp.
Again, man, very dangerous thing to do.
Extremely dangerous, and he should not be rewarded for that. But he will be rewarded for that by $100 that I promised him.
Seth is crying.
I'm going to do this crap again, man.
Oh, my God. I got to say, it's terrifying.
Holy crap.
You can hear the cars whishing by.
Hey, just look over. There's the crisis phone right next to us.
Please, man, it's dangerous to be up here, man. It's dangerous to be up here. John, please, dude, please. John, I'm really freaking out, man. Please.
That is kind of scary. All that water. Holy.
Come on, dude. Can we please go?
Dude, I can't. There's no... It's... Oh, my gosh.
What is the future of radio, Seth? Where's radio going?
Where's radio going if I die, or where's radio? I don't think about the future of radio, Hoppy. I think about just my career and where it's going.
Where do you want to see your career go?
I don't want to
park. I put it in park.
John, come on, dude. Come on, man. I don't want to climb.
I just went ahead and parked it.
John, I don't want to mess around up here, man. Please. John, please, man.
If we were to die, what's the last thing you want to say to Phoebe and your dogs?
I love you. I love you, Ribby and Piper and Phoebe. John, can we go, dude?
Now, hold on. I just want to snap a picture real quick.
John, I got to go, man.
Is that the picture that they tweeted out?
I don't know. Let me tell you. The thing that's most impressive about Hoppy is that he can conduct an interview. He's on Snapchat. He's on Facebook. I'm getting Twitter alerts. I mean, this guy can be on every single social media app and conduct an interview at the same time.
All from the top of the Skyway.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I gotta go home.
1 second, let me Snapchat.
I got dinner with my parents tonight.
Yeah. Definitely get a Snapchat or something. We should have Facebook Live this.
Guys, come on, man.
Cool,
man,
we're Snapchatting.
Come on, I wanna go home.
What's the best part about your house?
The best part about my house? What kind of question is that?
What happened?
I don't know, there's this big ass semi coming. It looks like it's gonna hit us.
Oh no!
Oh God, no, dude.
We are about to go down. We are approaching going down the Skyway Bridge.
Oh, gosh.
Seth, you made it, dude. Don't you think you overreacted a little bit, man?
I don't know, Hoppy. I don't know how you're supposed to react to your fears.
Well, why are you so afraid of it?
I told you before, man. I bared my soul to you.
Like, I'm afraid of women, and I'm afraid of myself, but I just deal with it. Why can't you deal with that?
I'm afraid of myself.
I don't know, Hoppy. I talked to my therapist about this before.
You say I'm afraid of women and I'm afraid of myself?
Mm. Yeah. Even on the top of the Skyway, Hoppy knows how to spin an interview back to himself.
He's amazing.
Isn't therapy the best thing ever? It's like someone that pretends to care about you for $100 an hour. I love it.
Yeah, therapy worked out great for me, Hoppy. John, I don't know why you did that, dude. That's going to be a real dent in our friendship, man.
Really?
Ooh, a dent.
Again you did that?
Dude, I would think that you would appreciate the content.
The content!
Yeah, it's all about having a top-rated afternoon show. You put your life on the line. You're a warrior in this business, Seth Kushner.
That's right.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
As Seth Kush says, content is king, baby.
It's true.
Yeah. But not at the expense of my fears, man, and my hopes and my dreams.
Well, that was good. Seth on the Skyway, everybody.
Oh, those questions.
Well, there's like 3 extra minutes of Hoppy interviewing me after we got down. I think he was pretending that I was on Hoppy Hour with
the
Phoebe.
The question is on adoption of the...
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
But I don't know. It might have been too much Hoppy. So.
Is it the Hoppy Hour questions?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, because I had this story pulled up. I guess there have been protests breaking out at the RNC after an anti-Trump effort failed. There was a last-ditch effort by anti-Donald Trump groups to force an embarrassing protest vote against the RNC and the presumptive presidential nominee. A group of anti-Trump delegates submitted signatures to try to force a vote on the rules of the convention, normally done quietly at the start of each convention. This was not done quietly. Chairman said not enough signatures to force the roll call. That's when things got crazy. So already we're off and running with the Republican National Convention. Things going a bit odd. Here's the Hoppy Hour questions.
The Skyway Bridge.
I'm scared of coming on Hoppy Hour again.
When are you going to come on? When are you and Phoebe going to come on and talk about your lovely marriage?
Well, let's pretend that I'm with Phoebe right now. What would you ask us?
What's up? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. And live is the very lovely couple from Cox Media Group, the very lovely power couple in Tampa Bay, known as Seth and Phoebe Kushner. They are live on Hoppy Hour. What I like about your marriage is you guys intrigue me. A lot of couples that are power couples always need to brag about it and make it known, but you guys just do your thing and you guys hustle hard, you know?
Hustle hard.
Is that a question? Is that a question, Hoppy?
It's a compliment going into the fact. How do you keep it going? Because I feel like if you were in the public eye, like you guys are in a major market of Tampa Bay, that would lead to a divorce.
It would lead to a divorce, but we actually love each other. I love how Hoppy's on Snapchat as he's interviewing me. What was your question again? How do we make it? How are we not divorced?
Yeah, because with all the content that goes on Drew Garabo live and throughout the shows on the phone, she's got a big heart to deal with your crap.
What crap, Hoppy?
What crap?
He doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know. That's what's so great about him. He doesn't know what he's saying. There's no crap.
No, all you talk about is how much you love your wife. And
there's no crap.
She doesn't really have to deal with anything.
I know. I'm a survivor going over the bridge. She appreciates my heroic activities today.
Does she like it when you get all sweaty like you are right now?
Am I sweaty again?
You're a little bit sweaty. You were drenched at first. You're not as bad now. But
I'm more just glistening.
Yeah. You actually look like you came from the gym. Before, it looked like you were in a desert, but now you look pretty good, man. Your muscles are looking good, too, by the way.
You said I had a dad bod earlier.
Well, it's weird. It depends on what shirt you wore. You wore a shirt in the hallway the other day, and I had to grab your muscles. They look good. Today, though, man, you look average at best.
He spends a lot of time talking about other guys' physiques.
Yeah. He's obsessed.
I find that interesting.
Well, I mean, you know how Hoppy does it. He just kind of, he doesn't write the question down, so no. He goes off of what's in front of him, and my physique is right in front of him.
You can tell.
Go with your gut.
That really stings, dude.
Well, it's coming from the 6'9" goofball with a beer belly, so you shouldn't really take too much into it. Just like how you shouldn't take too much into a compliment, you know?
This interview's over, Hoppy, but I will get Phoebe on your podcast shortly.
All right, sounds good. And when are we going to hang out?
We've hung out today.
But this is work time. I feel like we need to have bro time where our friendship officially begins. I feel like today was sort of like where you begin to light the cake, but us hanging out would be slicing it, you know?
Oh.
I've never heard that before, but we talked about your ride. I mean, I feel like that's hanging out, isn't it?
And we talked about my love life, which is very minimal. Seth, keep up the good work, man, and let's get you and Phoebe on soon.
Will do, Hoppy. Thank you.
This is Ryan Hoppy reporting for Drew Garabo Live as Seth made it across the Skyway Bridge. John Tenney, any words of wisdom?
God bless America.
Wow. Now Ryan Hoppy.
What's up? This is Ryan Hoppy reporting for Drew Garabo Live. Yeah. All right, part two of us.
Is he eating the mic?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, he is.
Hoppy's great.
He's something else.
Everybody should spend a couple of hours in a car with Ryan Hoppy. You will learn a lot about this man.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.